Here we go. What? Sitting right here with my conscience bare, they just can't understand it. Live on the air giving readings here, I know you understand it. You try to tell me that you don't believe, I just can't understand it. No, I just can't understand it. I just can't understand it. Spirit in me, come take the lead, we've made our First Amendment. Spirit in me, come take the lead, we've made our First Amendment. Oh, are you scared of ascension? Are you scared of ascension? I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Ooh, I just don't understand it.
Woo! You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I should drink some water. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio. See, do you like the play stuff that I'm doing in the studio? You see, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting it in. I'm getting it ready. You see? I just put it in. And I was just like, why don't I sing the theme? I can make like a billion theme songs to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and that's one of them. Yeah, that was actually, so that, you want to hear a paranormal story about how I made that beat? So I went down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go make my beat. I'm sitting down, I'm getting nice and cozy. So literally when I was there, you know how in GarageBand, the thing is, there's the iTunes that's connected. But The iTunes just started playing on its own while I was making my beat, and I kid you not, that Beach Boys, those vocals went over that beat by itself when I was making it. So I was like, yeah, Carl Wilson and Dennis Wilson made that beat for me. Like, they channeled that. They're like, girl, we want this. We got this. This is happening. And that's not the only time I'll sing the intro. It's like, why wouldn't you do a live singing of the intro every time I do my show? Like, why? Like, why wouldn't I? And so I just got inspired to just, you know, do more music and do more live music here like I used to. So, and share my beats. And it was like, and all the, it's like, clear it. And all the Beach Boy brothers, they will harmonize with me. Two of the Beach Boy spirits, yeah, they wrote this song with me. Yeah! Oh my God, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You see, this is how everything goes down. So if you're just tuning in, this is what it's all about, everybody. Get excited! Ah! And what else are we getting excited about? I know, at 6:05, I lied. I said guided meditation, but I'm so excited that I can't even contain. We have English, we're playing English Beat. The theme is English Beat. Ranking Roger Spirit, the English Beat. You want to know why? Because when I played Pink Floyd, I grabbed the record. I grabbed the general public record and I mixed it. Yeah. And I look and I'm like, oh my God. So it was only April 4th. He passed away. I think it was March 26th or March 29th. Anyways, it was around the time. So basically, I always say, I know spirits come through when they either come when they die, the date that they died or the date that they were born around that time. And I knew, I was just like, that's not an accident that I just grabbed. I actually put general public in the DJ community vinyl box. So I just grabbed that and I mixed it live. And guess what? I'm going to have a new tradition. I'm going to leave off mixing. Hopefully I'll do that today, but I'm going to leave off to get me in the groove more of just mixing, because I need to do that. I'm going to, whatever I can mix with English Beat today. Yeah! I'm so excited. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I almost peed my pants. Like, that's the extent. You ever been so excited you almost pee your pants? That's me. It's me. Or you ever laugh so hard you pee your pants? It's great. It's great. Anyways, let's get into it. I love you. I love you. By the way, I'm sorry if you can't all of a sudden mysteriously find me. My personal page on Facebook, it just got removed mysteriously. But, you know, honestly, I was just like, good riddance, because I was actually thinking to myself for years and months, like, I really just want to just get rid of all of this, like, and just start afresh. And it happened. And I think I was just being way too positive on that page. And I think, you know, I'm pretty sure it was just not in the algorithms to be loving and just be loving all the time and spread love and speak love and the things I do, you know. Anyway, enough of that. I have another page. Don't worry. It's there. Look me up at Archangel Mariah and Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook. Mariah the Boston Medium and Paranormal Playground Sounds Facebook. But it's time to venture out now. It's time to venture out into the Twitter sphere. Yeah, I'm going to venture out into the Twitter sphere and the other social media sphere. Oh, goodness. Don't get me started. That technical stuff. I'm the talent. I don't have time for this technical stuff. Listen, all right? I wish I could just have somebody do all that stuff for me, that technical social media stuff. I can't. But some people are made for that. It's amazing. But anyways, nanobots. Just kidding. Let's get into this right now. You want some guidey? I needed a guidey. You want some guidey? This is the guided meditation. So I love you, first of all. When I'm going to start this off and just say that I love you, because you need to feel how loved you are in this moment, because it's true. All of you, everybody's listening right now. If you're just listening in, and I know we started like 5 minutes later, I'm so sorry, but let's do this. Now you're going to calm yourself, whether you are just walking, driving, at work, you know, in traffic, wherever you are. Oh, by the way, let's give it up for this beautiful, beautiful spring day. I love you. Mwah! And just, we're going to take this time to calm and relax. This is a very hypersensitive time right now. Beginning of April, like going into the April Fools, going into the new moon, I mean, full moon, there's a lot of breakdown. There is a lot of dying and rebirth. So if just in case you've been feeling weird or something's happened where you literally had to lose something because you needed to make room for your new self, just understand you're not alone. You're gonna get through this. I know sometimes it's rocky road, but when we come here and we come together and you come into a sacred space, you remember that, oh yeah, this is all it's all a play. It's all playtime. We're all here to play and create. And so all of these things that may come off as stress, worry, or problems, and which really in reality they're not, but we have to endure these challenges because that's what makes us grow. That's why we came here, because it's a challenge and it makes us grow. It's like doing a crossword puzzle or playing chess. It's like you engage into these certain activities and we challenge our mind so we can really exercise the brain. So we're just exercising the spirit when we're dealing with these what is called challenges. So let's just wash away. So that's the whole point of washing away any stress, any worry that you feel like you're having. Anything that doesn't serve us, let's just wash it away. Anything that may have hurt our feelings, felt offended, let's just get out of that space and remember who we are right now. Let's just feel this abundant energy that's coming in the opening to our highest truth, to our highest potential, love. You are so loved right now. Angels would like to come to you right now and just really bathe you in this beautiful white light of healing energy. Roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth, tying tight and just shielded. And imagine beautiful butterflies fluttering all around you and beautiful sunshine cascading through woods. So picture yourself in beautiful woods in the beautiful atmosphere, and you're sitting down cross-legged, surrounded by a meadow, surrounded by a little creek in the river, water, trees, birds, plants, animals. You are just surrounded by the lush green right now. And as you're surrounded by the lush green, all of your angels are surrounding you right now. You could see their big, beautiful smiles. Right now, you can see their big, beautiful, bright, sunny smiles. You can see how loving they are. You can see the unconditional love just unfolding. You ever know what that was like to feel unconditional love? And maybe we had that experience with a teacher or grandparent or, you know, a mentor. It's, you know, that feeling of just being loved and knowing who you are and just something loving you, not the outside image, but loving who you are, not the things that you've done wrong, not seeing your faults, not seeing your flaws, not seeing your quirks and your foibles, and not seeing your mishaps and character defects. No, they're seeing that beautiful place that's you. They don't see that 3D place where you had to survive. They're not seeing this place where you're hurting. They're not seeing, of course they're seeing that place where you're hurting, but they're healing that. They're not acknowledging that as you. They're acknowledging you as strength, as one of them, because you are spirit too. They're just taking care of you while you're on the earth plane, and we take care of them while they're in the spirit world, and it's a co-creative, beautiful playground. Just feel and relax. Feel and relax how beautiful it feels to just have your energy be filled with light, filled with love, and be washed and cleansed of anything that doesn't serve you. Feel how wonderful it feels just to be connected to spirit and connected to your infinite nature. Because right now this is initiation to open you up to heal. To heal into whatever it is that has been an ailment right now this week. From this full moon, we had to purge and remove so many things. So you may still be hurting from that. You may still, even though it is a positive movement to remove things that don't serve you, there's still a grieving period. There's still that feeling of loss. And it's okay to feel that. Just know that you are taken care of and that the new thing that's coming in is going to fill your life with so much joy, so much plentitude and abundance and love. You are so loved right now. See your angels and put a shield of white light of healing energy surrounding you. And you can feel all the fear and worry just leave your body as they replace this with love. See, this is, you're getting healed right now. You're getting healed right now in this moment as I give you some Reiki. You're getting healed right now in this moment as you're feeling. And I am working as a medium and conduit for angels to come and heal those places that need you. You can picture yourself. It's like when you were a child or an infant and your mother held you so tight. And it was almost as if she had supernatural wings attached to her because she was an angel. She was your angel. And that's exactly how spirit feels about you. That's exactly what spirit's doing with you. They're holding you. So we're going to wash and cleanse. And as we wash and cleanse, we can see the light transform. I love you, Infinite Spirit says. I love you. You are loved. I love you. We are loved. I love you. You are loved. We are loved. And as they kiss you on the forehead, they wave goodbye and they say it's time to go walk into the world with this beautiful unconditional love of strength. It's time to feel good. It's time for you to know that you deserve to feel good and feel worthy and loved. You're so beautiful, they say. You are so precious. You're so unique. You're so dynamic. And yes, the world revolves around just you. Amen. I love you so much. And when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. That was so beautiful. I'm so happy and excited and thankful that you can join me. And there's just this beautiful new energy I'm feeling that's coming in. And it's just, it's amazing. Get ready, get excited because your greatest yet to be is here. Thank you so much for joining. I love you. To the moon and back. I wish I could hug every single one of you listening and just give you a big kiss and be, it's like in that movie Ghost where Whoopi Goldberg hugged Demi Moore because Patrick Swayze was using Whoopi Goldberg as a host so he can hug Demi Moore. And that's kind of like me, that I feel like I'm just like, spirit use me and let me hug whoever needs a hug right now and give it a virtual hug and a virtual love so much. Life is so good and it's so good to be here. And I love you. Ich lebe WMFO. I love WMFO in German. I love this place so much. Oh my God. Can I marry this place? I love you, WMFO. You have no idea. Oh my God. This is the place to be. I'm so grateful. All right. So let's just... enough of this mushy-gushy. Let's get into it. Let's get some more Rankin Roger because he deserves it. His spirit deserves it. And at the end of the show, we're going to see what Rankin Roger wanted to say and why his spirit wanted to come through. And just continue to listen to this majestic ska. Majestic interracial English band of goody, goody goodness. Just like me. Yeah, it's there. It's like black, German, Irish, French, Filipino, Japanese, Panamanian. Can you believe that? Can you believe all of those things? It's crazy. It's bananas, but it's great. It's a life's great. Life's being multiracial. Oh my God, life's awesome. It's great. Cool. All right. I love you. Have fun. Just kidding. We are here till 7 p.m. Let's get this party started. And let's do this.
there past your bus stop. I watch you struggle and it gets me red hot. I wander around in my empty office block. Big shot, I want the whole lot. And if you like it or not, I still control you. I tell you what to think and what to do.
Roots, 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 roots talk out, chuck them off, talk them off, it's on. I saw the talk, I know they never skylock. Hey, tell them.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey. WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Ich lebe und zu glänzen. I love to shine in German. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you, by the way. Oh my God, I'm having so much fun in the studio! Ah! So exciting. Yeah, it's like after the meditation, then I go into the music. I can totally just feel the vibes and the uplifting. Ranking Rogers' spirit is so here. Oh my goodness. Like the electricity, I can't even turn the light on here in the studio and I'm not even angry or mad. I love it. Like, it's dark in here and I love it. And I don't know what's going on, but that might be spirit. no, might be. I just don't want to scare anyone. It's not like it is spirit, but like, I don't want to scare anybody right now. I don't want to be like, she's conjuring spirits in the studio. She's a witch. Salem witch trials. Burn. Just kidding. But really, it's good though. It's really good. This happens a lot. This happens very frequently. This has happened a lot. I'll be communicating with spirit and then the electricity will go off. I mean, I don't know if the electricity is off. The electricity obviously is not off because I couldn't be talking to you. It's just the light's not going on. It's great. It's great. There's no worries. There's nothing to panic about. It's a sign. Ranking Rogers here. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so cool. I'm just sitting here in this. It's like the sun. I mean, it's not going to be light soon, but this is so cool. I feel giddy. Like, it's interesting because, like, I was playing all that. I was playing General Public, and, you know, we have the albums here from the English Beat Special Beat Service, and I just can't stop it. It's just so good. It's the ska, like, you know, the emergence of the intertwining of, you know, reggae and ska and punk going on in the 80s. It's like, I wish I could have been around during that time. I absolutely love it. The Specials, English Beat, it's just like, it's so good. It's so good. They have a special place in my heart. Like, you know, there's like a special place for them I have. And, you know, these beautiful, you know, English interracial bands that just were so joyful. And we need to keep that going, you know. And I love them because it's the music. I can groove to it, but also, you know, I can relate. I'm like 11 million continents at once. Anyway, so, yeah, there's paranormal activity going on in the studio. And I'm not complaining. And I'm really happy right now. I was jamming. I was dancing. I'm like dancing more when we're playing. So I would love, and I can't wait to have more guests. Hello, if you're listening, I can't wait to have more guests. Music, whatever. If I think you're interesting, you know, or you know, if you're, you know, I would love to have people not even talk about the paranormal stuff, just talk about you, you know, what's going on in your world, you're because we're the miracle. So just having someone come on and just talking about themselves, it's like it's an acid trip, you know. I love it. I love people. I really do. Sometimes though. I know you can relate. I'm the kind of person who loves people, but like I love being alone. So I think, you know, it's a good balance. like I love people, but I also love solitude. Anyways, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate, but let's get back to the music because we still got we still got 20 minutes, and let's not waste any more time, you know? It's funny because Ranking Roger's spirit has actually come into my dreams. I remember that year that he passed on, and I remember he talked to me, and it was a beautiful opening, and it was a beautiful invitation into going back to the music. I mean, I've always listened to the English beat, but it was 10 times more expansive, and it was 10 times more intense when I was listening to it after he crossed over and I spoke to his spirit. So I'm not surprised he's here right now. And he's like, I want to talk again. I love him. Oh my God, I love you. I love your music. I love everything you've done. Thank you so much for being here. So without further ado, let's get back into it with the vinyl. Come on. English beat. I love you. Woo. Don't. Everyone better dance. You guys, dance. Dance.
I confess I've ruined my life. Don't slip so tight, 'cause I didn't care to laugh. Find out that one of them was mine. Night after night, time after time, not too much of a type to whine it. Still wasn't right. Fight after fight, so get out of my life. Get away from me, get away from that gun. Time. And I could have phoned, but I had to break the news without breaking your heart. Being dead don't hurt, no, only dying. Cards on the table, time. Sometimes
What's going on? I hope you enjoyed all of that and everything that was going good. There were some surprises. Surprise noises. That's what I call it. I call it surprise noises. Yeah, that's right. I am the Boston Medium Townie, and I got surprise noises for you. Yeah, that's some good stuff. This just being able, like, I understand now why Spirit is like, yeah, you need to play this music because it's just a shift and puts you in such a good mood. So we're at that time now. It's over. I don't want it to be over. I wish I had another hour. Don't we all? Anyway, I'm just grateful to be here, you know, just grateful that it's not a pandemic. And we're in the studio and live in action. So anyway, I love you. Let's get our final message from Ranking Roger before we, you know, get off the air. So Ranking Roger, what's going on? What's your beautiful spirit wanting to tell us? And why did you want to come on the show? I mean, it's just, I mean, except, you know, I know it's not a coincidence. I mean, I mixed your album with the Pink Floyd, so there, that had to happen. And I grabbed general public, you know, when I was over there creating the vinyl box. So let's go into the message. Okay, so I'm getting this image right now. I'm seeing Ranking Roger right here, and I'm seeing the way he's smiling, and I'm seeing the way he's standing in front of me. So if you Google Ranking Roger and you see, and you don't know who he is, and you see a picture of him, he has the most beautiful smile you could ever see. Well, I mean, one of the most beautiful smiles you could ever see, in my opinion. And as he's smiling, he's showing the records playing, and he's showing the music, and he's showing going in. Wow, there's a connection right now going in with the records, and I'm giving a vinyl reading that I'm seeing. I'm connecting. As I'm connecting with Ranking Roger, I'm also simultaneously reading the records and talking to the records. So I'm giving you a vinyl reading right now, and I'm actually going into the music. I'm going into the vibrations. I'm going into the vibrations of the ska and the joy. So as he's saying, as you're going in and tapping in, these are realms. Everything that's in the groove of the records, every dip, every note that goes up, down, vibration, and those are portals. All the grooves in the records are portals, and that's why some people are able to actually tap in. If you're able to tap in this way with records, in this very strange way, if you're like, basically, if you're like one of those people who get goosebumps or like starts crying because they see a record or they hear a record or they can actually physically connect with it, you actually are connected with it. That's an alien connection you have. You have the ability to communicate with extraterrestrials. And you are actually, that's, you are recognizing yourself being an extraterrestrial through the channeling of music. So as he's saying, as you're going through your week and understanding, heighten your supernatural is what he's saying. Heighten, give it, open it up. This is a good week. This is a good time to start opening up to more of what you believe you've been sensing. Because so many times we'll be like, for example, I know I need to start doing rune readings. Like, I've been sleeping on it and I keep not buying my runes. I have such a strong like connection with Odin, and I'm not doing it. And so you see right here, you want to get into tarot. You want to, you know, just start opening up with Reiki. Anything it is, it doesn't have to be this big, big thing, but it's like something where you wouldn't be so comfortable to just do it. Like someone like me, it's easy for me to just do that. I'm totally open. But sometimes we're not as, there's some people who aren't as open and they need this extra push and they need this extra like go ahead. So if you're listening right here, this is the message right now that Ranking Roger and Vinyl wants to share with you, is that this is the time to buy that tarot deck. Go meditate. Do the shamanic drumming. Take that class. Just pique your curiosity. See what it's like when you talk to a spirit and say, hey, I'm opening up. Would any of my loved ones, because you can do that yourself. I mean, yes, I'm a medium, but you all have that gift as well. And you can tap into that in your own personal way. And watch out for your dreams and write things down in the intuition, and really connect and be able to connect with your intuition this week. But basically the next level of it, stop questioning it and what other people are going to think, and thinking, oh my God, this is going to be crazy if I start doing it this way. Like, I'm giving you a reading through vinyl records. Like, I don't care if anyone thinks I'm crazy. This is how the information is coming in. So do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this is the invitation to do things in a, to spiritual, use your spiritual technology in a different way. And as he comes in with his beautiful smile, he's nodding his head and saying yes, because he's like, this is why I turned the lights out, because this is the invitation. And I needed you, Mariah, to feel like, I know you know I'm here, but I really needed you right now to really, to have that, you know, evidence and have that confirmation. And I've done it 2 times, and I want you to really understand how important it is, ska is to you, how important this kind of music is to you, and how when you play it and you connect it with your radio show, how much the vibration rises. And because I used to do every like Tuesday of the last month, I would do ska and meditation day. And I feel like this is a kind of cue to bring it back, because I connected with it so much and it was such a high frequency. So this is the cue. Okay, Mariah, go more ska, more ska. So as he comes in, he's bringing that joy to follow that spiritual technology bliss. So whatever it is you believe in, you could believe in, it doesn't matter. You believe in Jesus, Buddha, Christ, you know, Judaism, like you believe in that rock outside, you believe in that lamp, it doesn't matter. Connect with it, because that's your higher self, and that's what you like, that's what you love, and that is where your spiritual technology is. So continue to do this. I love you so much. I love everything about you, and let's continue this. Let's meet up next week or whenever I'm back in the studio. Again, 7 to 8 p.m. I'm so sorry. 6 to 7 p.m. I'm here every Tuesday. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we are wrapping up. Let's continue to do some ska with reggae ska, two-tone, original magic with English beat. We love you so much. Spirit loves you, and, you know, get your paranormal fix right here with the Boston Medium. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we love you so much. Amen.
I'm looking for a girlfriend. I want everything noise in this world. Someone to lie next to. I want forever. I want whatever Jack not feels like. Tearing out the blankets. I want forever. I want. I'm just a cross that lands in your chest. Sticks in my mind.
find a crowd of